I'm delighted to be joined now by Galway's Connacht winning ladies football captain, Alba Davern. Alba, first things first, what does that statement mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a lot to our girls to get the win today, just as a reward for all the hard work they put in. And it just, we're delighted that things that we worked on paid off.
It's been a long season so far. There's a long way to go, hopefully. But I was even joking with you before we started recording. A miserable red warning day down in Bishopstown. You were the new Galway captain. A frustrating day too, results-wise, but also playing football. And here we are in the glorious sunshine in Kiltoom, celebrating silverware.
That's it. And it takes those days to enjoy these days because, you know, it's all part of it. And yeah, we were a bit unlucky in the league, but we didn't let that phase us and we didn't let that impact our preparation for the championship.
I've been talking to Daniel numerous times and even talking to Nicola there a few minutes ago too. It was always, this was the target. Yes, we didn't want to get relegated in the league, but at the end of the day, being Connacht champions, especially after the defeat to Mayo last year, was very, very important.
Yeah, it's our provincial championship is important to us, and it's, you know, one game for us, but it's an important one, and it's always a great game against Mayo, and you know, they relish the day as well, and it just great makes for a great contest.
And it was a great contest out there. What it was like playing out there, especially in the first half, we'll get to the second in a moment, because it was tit for tat. We left a few chances behind. Mayo exploited a bit of space the other end there as well, and it was just really about taking those breaks and being careful in defence.
Exactly, and you know, there's nothing ever between the both teams, so you know, it can be that bit nervy, tit for tat, you know, finals and things like that. But we knew if we could stick with the process, we knew we could play for the whole 60 minutes, so that's what we did.
And that's what you did too. At halftime, going in 6 points apiece, what were you feeling? Because I would have felt myself that you probably should have been ahead, but that being said too, there's still another 30 minutes to play.
That's it. I suppose we probably should have felt we left a few couple of scores after us, but you know, we'd also told us that we were well within our realm to push on the second half, and just delighted we did.
Anybody who's questioned the character and determination of this new Galway squad, because I know there's a lot of changes from last year, players taking a year out, players away, retirements, things like that, and got their answer in the second half, because as a unit, I could talk about, we'll spend half an hour talking about the various different performances, but as a unit, you were determined that you're either winning this game or going to go down fighting.
That's it, exactly. And you know, we don't get overexcited about those things, and you know, there's still a good mix of new and experienced players still in the setup, and yeah, look, this is one step in our journey, and we'll enjoy this win today, and we'll push on the championship.
But even while some experienced names would have stepped up and probably talked about in the various reports, some of those new players that you touched on there as well have really benefited, I suppose, from the 7 games in the league.
That's it, and it's great. The league gives, we get plenty of chances. I think nearly everyone got a run, and that experience now was shown there today. And it takes everyone. Like, it, you know, it's a cliche in terms of it takes a team, but it takes management, it takes all the players in training to push on, it takes subs. You know, you see, like, it's never the same team that starts to finishes, so it really takes everyone, and I'm just delighted to get over the line today.
Work rate, very, very important. You were involved in some scores. Olivia Dibley kicked a few points, Nicola Ward storming up the field, Louise Ward back as well. Shelleen Trill, that important touch there at the end that led to Andrea Trill's goal. Like, various different players just stepped up to just make sure you keep staying on top of this game.
That's it. It takes the whole team, and people stand up at different parts of the game, and that's important too. And you know, I think we've created a great culture in the group, and yeah, I'm just delighted for the girls today to get a reward for their work.
Andrea, just two questions before I let you go. I have to give Derva Gower a mention. That save at the start of the second half was critical.
Yeah, it's a great save, and Derv is my club mate up in Crokes, and she's a great keeper, and I'm delighted for her and her family, and yeah, please God, I'll keep pushing her on. I give I'm hiring a lot of them, and but just want them to be their best, and they are brilliant today.
Finally, before I let you go, I want to let you go celebrating. So, is it fair to ask you about Kerry or Cork or Laois in an All Ireland series, or is that a tomorrow question?
It's a tomorrow question for sure, but we'll be looking at it, and please God, we can get ourselves ready.